Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going deep on something that I think you'll find really interesting. We're talking personal rapid transit,
PRT, yeah.
ERT. For those of you guys, listeners who are into like efficiency and sustainability and all that, this is really going to be right up your alley. So we've got two really cool sources for this deep dive. The first one is this awesome conversation between a bunch of experts. They're talking about like how to actually make PRT a thing, like how to market it, how to get people excited about it, all the real world challenges. And then the second one is this super detailed business plan. It's from a company called Loopworks, and they're trying to build a PRT system in Milpitas, California. So like right here in the US.
Ambitious.
Yeah, it is. But it's crazy. PRT, it could actually be cheaper than building those pedestrian overcrossings we see everywhere.
Sometimes, yeah.
And it could even give commuter rail lines a run for their money. I mean, how wild is that?
Yeah, PRT's been around for a while, conceptually, but the technology is finally catching up to the vision, and it's really cool to see it all coming together.
So can we just like break down PRT for a second for folks who might not be totally familiar?
Sure. So PRT uses these small automated vehicles.
Okay.
And they run on these dedicated tracks.
Like little pods.
Yeah, kind of like little pods. They're like personal taxis, basically. They take you directly to where you need to go.
Nonstop.
No stops, no waiting around. All about efficiency.
Okay. Yeah, I see that.
And when you look at the bigger picture, PRT just makes a lot of sense. It's energy efficient, it reduces emissions, it doesn't take up much land, and it could even run 24/7 if you wanted it to.
That's pretty impressive. Okay, so let's talk about Loopworks. They're like the ones actually trying to build this thing, right? In Milpitas.
Yeah, they're a nonprofit in Milpitas,
Huh?
and they're aiming to build the first true PRT system in the U.S. And they're not just talking about it. They're actually planning it out, getting ready to build.
Wow, that's really cool. Do they like have contractors lined up and stuff?
They're considering some big names like DevCon Construction and Rudolph and Sletten.
Okay, those are serious players. So how are they planning to make this happen? Like, what's their approach?
Well, they have this innovative dual loop system. So basically, it's like two separate tracks, and the stations are located off the main line.
Okay, I'm trying to picture that.
Yeah, so it minimizes disruptions during construction, and it helps keep costs down.
Ah, so that's how they think they can build it for so much less?
Exactly. Plus, they're starting with the smaller loop first. It's called the mini loop.
The mini loop.
It's like a pilot project to prove that PRT works and get people excited about it.
Makes sense. Start small and then scale up. So the Loopworks business plan, it actually gets into all the costs, right?
Yeah, it breaks it down in detail.
Yeah.
Well, get this. PRT could cost as little as $12 million per mile.
Wait, did you say 12 million?
12 million per mile. And that includes like a buffer for unexpected stuff.
That's incredible. Light rail projects can cost like hundreds of millions per mile. Even just building a simple pedestrian bridge can be crazy expensive.
Yeah. PRT is surprisingly cost-effective,
Yeah.
especially for cities like Milpitas that are dealing with traffic and budget constraints.
So this is where it gets really interesting. Loopworks wants to make the PRT free to use.
Free.
Free! Talk about shaking things up.
They're all about transportation equity, making sure everyone has access to this efficient and sustainable way to get around.
I love that idea. But how can they afford to give away free rides? That seems like a real challenge.
Well, you have a three-part plan. First, they're looking for endowment funds from organizations. Organizations that believe in sustainable and equitable transportation.
Okay, I can see that working. What's the second part?
They're exploring add-on services that could bring in some revenue. Think like targeted ads inside the PRT vehicles, or maybe partnerships with local businesses.
Offering deals and promotions to riders, maybe.
Okay.
So it's about making it a win-win for everyone, riders, businesses, the community. But what if all of that isn't enough to cover the costs?
Well, then, fares would be like a last resort. They really want to avoid charging people. But they have that option if needed.
So free rides are the priority. That's really impressive. But let's zoom out for a second. Loopworks is starting in Milpitas, but PRT could be so much bigger, right?
Absolutely. It has the potential to completely change transportation on a much larger scale.
Okay, so how?
Well, there's this concept called PRT synergy. Basically, PRT can actually make existing transportation better by seamlessly connecting people to buses, trains, even ride sharing.
Oh, I see. So you could hop off your PRT pod and walk right onto a train platform.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
it's not about replacing cars or buses, it's about making all those things work better together.
That's the idea. There was a study done on like a high-tech job center, and they found that adding PRT could cut solo car trips in half.
Whoa, cut car use in half. That's huge. And earlier you were saying PRT could even make pedestrian overcrossings obsolete. How does that work?
Well, if you have PRT whisking people back and forth, you know, across busy roads or whatever, who needs a bridge?
I guess that makes sense. Plus, you know, we touched on PRT maybe even challenging commuter rail lines, like BART. That one's kind of hard to wrap my head around.
I know, it's a bold claim, but it comes down to flexibility and cost effectiveness. PRT systems, you can build them in phases. They can expand as needed, unlike these massive rail lines.
With fixed routes and huge upfront costs.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, PRT can run more frequently and offer direct, nonstop trips.
That's a game changer for commuters, for sure. This is all so fascinating. It really does feel like PRT could be the missing piece of the puzzle. We've covered a lot already, but there's so much more to explore, so stick around. We'll be right back to dive even deeper into the world of PRT.
Welcome back.
Okay, so before we went off, we were talking about PRT making those expensive pedestrian bridges obsolete. I gotta say, I'm still a little skeptical. I mean, those bridges seem pretty important, especially for like walking and biking and stuff.
Well, let's look at the numbers. The LoopWorks plan says that pedestrian bridges can cost like $150 million per mile to build.
Wow.
Yeah. But a PRT system, even an elevated one, could probably do the same job for way less, maybe as low as 30 million per mile.
That is a huge difference, especially for cities that are, you know,
Yeah.
trying to be smart with their money.
Yeah.
But what about capacity? Can PRT really handle as many people as a bridge?
That's where PRT's flexibility is really cool. It's a demand responsive system,
Okay.
meaning like vehicles are dispatched as needed.
So during rush hour, more vehicles come online
Exactly. Plus, the stations can be designed with multiple berths.
to accommodate a surge in passengers.
Exactly.
So instead of having this giant bridge that's empty most of the day, PRT adapts to the flow of people.
Pretty much.
Makes sense. Okay, but let's talk about that comparison to BART. You said PRT could even challenge commuter rail lines.
Yeah, it's a bold statement. But let's think about it. BART is a great system, but it's expensive, like over $200 million per mile, often.
Yeah, and that's just for like ground level tracks, right?
Right. Underground lines can be three times as much,
Ooh.
but a high-speed PRT system, one with high capacity, could provide a similar service for way less.
Like how much less?
Maybe around 30 million per mile.
Wow, that's a massive difference. But can PRT be as fast as BART? I mean, those trains can really fly.
Well, BART trains can go like 80 to 90 miles per hour, but they're stopping all the time, right?
Huh.
At stations. That slows them down. A PRT system with stations off the main line could maintain 80 to 100 miles per hour between your start and end points.
So no more like crawling from station to station.
Nope, just a smooth, uninterrupted ride.
I like the sound of that. But what about all the people? You know BART carries tons of people during rush hour.
Well, the LoopWorks plan talks about high-capacity PRT.
High-capacity PRT.
Yeah, or HD-PRT. And with vehicles running like half a second apart, a single guideway could move tens of thousands of people per hour.
Okay, I'm starting to see the potential here. But BART has to follow these existing rail lines, right? Or dig these expensive tunnels?
Exactly. And that's where PRT's flexibility is a huge advantage. The vehicles are small, the tracks are relatively lightweight. PRT could be built in a lot of different places.
So they could share space with existing train lines.
They could. Or weave through tight urban
I'm
areas,
picturing like elevated tracks running through the city.
connecting neighborhoods and transit hubs in ways BART can't.
It's pretty mind-blowing. It really does sound like PRT could be the missing link. It's
Yeah.
cost-effective, it's sustainable, it's super efficient.
And don't forget the user experience. Non-stop service, personalized travel, maybe even extras like Wi-Fi.
Right.
PRT is way more comfortable and convenient than traditional public transit.
I'm seeing it all come together now. It's not about replacing things. It's about creating a whole new way to think about urban mobility.
Exactly. It's personalized,
Yeah.
adaptable, dynamic, just like the city itself.
I am so excited about the possibilities. Imagine a city where PRT works with all the other forms of transportation. You could take PRT to the train station, then hop on a high-speed rail line to another city, all without ever setting foot in a car.
That's the dream. And it's closer than you think. The technology's there, the economics make sense, it's good for the environment. We just need to get past the old ways of thinking.
Embrace the future.
Yeah.
I'm on board, for sure. But let's be real for a second. Building a PRT system, even a small one like LoopWorks is doing, it's a big deal, right?
Absolutely. There are going to be challenges.
Like what?
Remember that conversation we talked about? It highlighted some of the challenges, like marketing PRT. convincing people, even government officials, that it's a good idea.
People don't like change.
Especially when it comes to something like transportation.
Right. So how do we overcome that? How do we get people excited about PRT?
It takes a few things. We need successful demonstration projects, like the one Loopworks is proposing, to show people the real-world benefits.
Right. Seeing is believing.
Exactly. We also need to educate people. Explain how PRT works. Bust some myths. Highlight the advantages.
And that's where our listeners come in.
Exactly.
Wait, what do you mean?
You're already learning about PRT. You're exploring the potential. The next step is to share that knowledge.
Spread the word.
Yeah.
Okay, challenge accepted. But back to the practical stuff. Loopworks has this pretty unique funding model. Do you think it's going to work?
It's an experiment.
Mm.
But I think it could work. There are a lot of organizations out there that are interested in sustainable transportation and climate change solutions.
Yeah, I can see that. And if Loopworks can make it work, it could open the door for other PRT projects.
All over the world.
And then there are those add-on services, right? Targeted ads, local business partnerships. Any other ideas for how Loopworks could make money without fares?
Oh, tons of ideas. Premium services like package delivery.
On demand.
Grocery ordering.
Delivered right to your door.
Or partnerships with event venues.
Tourist attraction.
PRT rides included in a package deal.
This is great. Thinking outside the box. Using PRT to create value for everyone. But let's not get carried away. We've been pretty positive about PRT so far. Are there any downsides, any risks we should be thinking about?
Of course. No technology is perfect. One concern is safety. PRT systems are designed with a lot of redundancy. But any automated system has some level of risk.
So making sure it's safe is going to be super important.
Absolutely.
What else?
Privacy. PRT uses data to operate, right?
Mm.
Tracking passengers, optimizing routes.
We have to protect that data.
Absolutely. We need clear guidelines and safeguards.
Transparency and accountability.
Yes.
Any other concerns?
One final thought. Job displacement.
Oh, yeah.
If PRT takes off, it could automate some jobs.
Bus drivers, taxi drivers.
Yeah.
That's something we need to be prepared for.
We need to find ways to mitigate those losses.
Or create new opportunities. This has been such a great conversation. PRT could really change everything. But now it's time to look ahead. What does the future hold for PRT? We'll be right back with our final thoughts. All right, we're back. We've talked about the tech, the costs, the benefits, the challenges. But now let's get to the fun part, the future. What's next for PRT?
The future of PRT is it's pretty exciting. As the technology gets better and cheaper, we're going to see PRT systems popping up everywhere.
I can see it now. PRT all over the place, changing how cities look and feel.
Exactly. But PRT is not just for cities, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Remember that conversation we talked about?
Yeah.
You mentioned like high-speed PRT.
High capacity, connecting entire regions.
Maybe even replace some short flights.
Or those long car commutes.
San Francisco to LA in a PRT pod.
Smooth, scenic, no traffic.
That would be amazing. But okay, let's come back to reality for a second. The Loopworks plan is real. It's happening. What are the key takeaways for our listeners, especially those who want to bring PRT to their own communities?
Well, first of all, you need a vision, a solid plan. Loopworks did a great job with that. They outlined their goals, identified challenges, developed a strategy.
They didn't just wing it.
No, they're very thorough. They also partnered with experienced firms.
For engineering and construction.
Yeah, that's important.
You need the right people on board.
And you need the community on board, too.
Community engagement is key.
Absolutely. Loopworks talked to residents, businesses, stakeholders.
Got their input, addressed concerns.
Built support for the project.
It can't just be imposed on people.
It has to be a collaborative effort.
And of course, there's the money. Loopworks is trying this new funding model. Endowments, add-on services.
It's bold. But I think it could work. There's a lot of interest in sustainable transportation.
Climate change solutions.
If they could prove it works, it could change how PRT projects are funded.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
And then those add-on services. Targeted ads, local business partnerships.
Those could bring in a lot of revenue.
Reduce the need for endowments.
Maybe even eliminate fares altogether.
That's the dream.
It's about being creative, finding ways to create value.
For riders, businesses, the whole community.
Exactly.
This has been an incredible journey, exploring the world of PRT.
It's amazing technology.
It's not just about transportation.
It's about a better future.
More livable, sustainable, enjoyable.
I couldn't agree more. I encourage everyone to check out the Loopworks plan. It's full of great information.
It's inspiring.
It shows what's possible.
Maybe one day, while I'll be zipping around in our PRT pods.
Enjoying the freedom, the convenience.
And helping the environment.
It's a future worth fighting for.
That's a great note to end on. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into PRT. We'll see you next time.